British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said his government is turning its back on the hostility of the previous Tory government, which he said didn't help relations between the UK and Ireland. In an interview with RTE News last night, he said the reset in relations with Ireland was both a personal and political objective. He was speaking during Downing Street's first ever St Patrick's Day reception. Our London correspondent Tommy Mescal began by asking the Prime Minister why he decided to host the event.
I think it's fantastic to have this reception, and I decided to host it for two reasons, really. We're just resetting the UK-Ireland relations. We had a very good summit with the Taoiseach just a few weeks ago, and I think at this point in history, binding us more closely together with our nearest neighbour and good friend is really, really important. Second reason is more personal, because I worked in Northern Ireland for 5 years, and then shortly after we got married, my wife and I travelled around the whole of the island of Ireland for 3 weeks. And so I fell in love with Ireland a very long time ago. And so both on the personal level, but also politically, between, you know, our two countries, it's really, really important to have this event. And I'm really pleased. And there's an incredible atmosphere here. We've got great people. It's a great celebration.
This day 2 weeks ago, you were in Liverpool for the UK-Ireland summit. Tonight, you have this event here in Downing Street. Resetting relations is clearly a clear objective of yours. But how do you think citizens in both countries will notice the benefits of that reset by the end of this Parliament?
I think the benefits will be felt on a number of fronts. Immediately, I think it improves the people-to-people contact, which is brilliant, the interrelationship. I think at a time of greater volatility around the world, there'll be a level of reassurance that this relationship is increasingly close. In the longer term, we talked at the summit about business, about trade, so I want people to feel better off, both in Ireland and the United Kingdom. And we had extensive discussions about things like energy and where we can work together, investment opportunities. So on all those levels, I think there's huge room for us to take the relationship forward. And there's a real sense, I feel, both in Ireland and in the United Kingdom, that people want this to happen. There's a measure of sort of relief and hope that we are now at this better stage of our relationship and opening a new chapter, if you like, of our history together.
Another area of cooperation is on legacy in Northern Ireland, and your government has committed to repealing the Legacy Act. Would you be hopeful that Ireland can soon end its interstate case against the UK?
Well, on the interstate case, that's obviously a matter for Ireland. What I can say is that because relations are much better, we are having really constructive discussions. We all understand the issues and the concerns and trying to find a resolution to that. But what we've turned our back on is the hostility, perhaps, of the last government on occasion. That didn't help the relationship at all. And therefore, I think that with the deepening and increasingly better relationship, that will help on a number of fronts, including in relation to legacy issues.
Just finally, this is a successful event here tonight. Will there be more St. Patrick's Day receptions at Downing Street?
Well, I jolly well hope so. I mean, it's been fantastic to have it tonight. It's really taken off. I think the Guinness bar that we've set up here looks very much at home. So I can see there's going to be a strong case put to me that that should be a permanent feature. But I'm really pleased that we've hosted the very first of these St. Patrick Day celebrations here in Downing Street, which is, of course, where I work. It's also my home, at the centre of the government here and of politics here. And so it's a real privilege to be able to host it.
Keir Starmer with Tommy Mescal at the St. Patrick's Day reception in Downing Street.